following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Marianne Cushy on this Monday morning, December 14th. Hospital and healthcare administrators all across San Diego started working this weekend to get ready for the arrival of the first doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine over the next few days. UPS and FedEx were in the process starting this weekend to move doses of it to 636 locations nationwide, including San Diego. The county's health officers said that we should expect 25,000 doses to provide 70% of our healthcare workers with access to the vaccine. The Navy also announced late Sunday that a shipment will arrive at Naval Medical Center today, Monday, and an allotment of the vaccine will be sent to Naval Hospital Camp Pendleton. Vaccinations are expected to begin at both of those places on Wednesday. That's according to Navy officials. Several businesses in Carlsbad Village are taking a stand against the state's regional stay-at-home order as a group of restaurant owners are seating in-person diners as a peaceful protest. The owner of Oak and Elixir Wine Beer Eatery in Carlsbad said that it's not a political move, but an effort to save businesses and to provide for the employees who have families. She said on Sunday she and her staff prepared to close shop and said their goodbyes. The regional stay-at-home order took effect last Monday. There's more to this story on NBC7.com. Search COVID-19. Flu cases are way down this year, and health experts believe the coronavirus pandemic has something to do with it. This flu season, there have been 39 total cases. Last year at the same time, there were 1,220 cases. That's according to county health officials. They credit this year's low numbers in flu to physical distancing, mask wearing, and good hygiene. And just as important, health officials are urging people to get a flu shot. The last thing they want is a twindemic with a flood of flu patients filling hospitals with a shortage, that is, of hospital beds due to COVID-19. Free flu shots without ID or insurance are available. All you have to do is go to our website, NBC7.com, search flu season for the locations. There is other news to tell you about as well. Two people suffered minor injuries after a single-engine plane crashed on Kearney Villa Road near Montgomery Field on Sunday. San Diego police say it happened at about 1 in the afternoon when the plane crashed after it lost power. Two people were on board, the pilot and co-pilot, and again, they suffered minor injuries. And as we celebrate the holidays, here's Ashley with a look at your First Alert weather.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Ashley Matthews filling in for weather for this week. Wanted to let you know about this beach hazard statement that is through tomorrow evening for the king tides. They could cause minor coastal flooding, especially in the mornings. And especially for these areas, we have to be very careful. Oceanside, Cardiff, La Jolla Shores, and Imperial Beach. So please be mindful of that. We could even see a little bit of drizzle this morning for the coast, inland valleys, and parts of the mountains as well. We should see more cloud cover than anything by about 10 a.m., and then that'll turn into some sunshine for the afternoon hours. But a little bit cooler temperatures for today. Partly sunny skies for the coast for the majority of the day, 61 degrees. Inland valleys should be cloudy, then mostly sunny, 60 for a high. So much cooler than what we saw yesterday. Mountains coming in breezy, winds from the west gusting at about 35 miles per hour. Those will turn into a Santa Ana condition tomorrow, a weak Santa Ana condition. But for today, those winds are gusting from the west and a high of 43 degrees for the mountains, partly sunny skies. In the deserts, mostly cloudy, then sunny, breezy as well, a high of 67 degrees. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Ashley, thanks. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada have agreed to extend restrictions on non-essential travel between the countries through at least January 21st, 2021. Also, search Scene in San Diego. There's a new episode that tackles what the stay-at-home order means for struggling restaurants. You can find Scene in San Diego wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple and Spotify. Stay safe, everybody, and be well.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.